Narayana namaskritya narom chaiva narottamam devim saraswati vyasam tato jayam udirayat nashta prayesva bhadresu nityam bhagavati sivaya bhavatu tamastoke bhakti bhavati naishtiki om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Hare Krishna, good morning, dear devotees, the humble obeisances, glory to Srila Prabhupada. So as was announced earlier, we're starting a new chapter in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 17 and text 1. So as usual, I'll chant the text 3 times, and whoever feels inspired to do so may also chant at that time. Sutta Uvacha Tatra go maitunam raja hanyamanam anatavat tanda hastam chavrishalam dadushe nepalam chamanam. Sutovacha tatra go maitunam raja hanyamanam anatavat tanda hastam chavrishalam dadushe nepalam chanam. Sutta Uvacha Tatra go matinam raja hanyamanam anatavat danda hastan chavrishalam tadushe nepalantanam. Hare Krishna. Word for word. Sutta Uvacha, Sri Sutta Goswami said, Tatra, thereupon, go matinam, a cow and a bull. Raja, the king. Hanyamanam, being beaten. Anatavat, appearing to be bereft of their owner. Dandahastam, with a club in hand. Cha, also. Rishalam, lower caste. Lower caste Shudra. Dadrishe, observed. Nripa, a king. Lanchanam, dressed like. Translation by his divine grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sutta Goswami said, after reaching that place, Maharaj Parikshit observed that a lower caste Shudra dressed like a king was beating a cow and a bull with a club as if they had no owner. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The principal sign of the age of Kali is that lower caste Sudras, that is, men without brahminical culture and spiritual initiation, will be dressed like administrators or kings, and the principal business of such non-kshatriya rulers will be to kill the innocent animals, especially the cows and the bulls, who shall be unprotected by their masters, the bona fide Vaishyas, the mercantile community. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 44, it is said that the Vaishyas are meant to deal in agriculture, cow protection, and trade. In the age of Kali, the degraded Vaishyas, the mercantile men, are engaged in supplying cows to slaughterhouses. The Kshatriyas are meant to protect the citizens of the state, whereas the Vaishyas are meant to protect the cows and the bulls and utilize them to produce grains and milk. The cow is meant to deliver milk and the bull is meant to produce grains. But in the age of Kali, the Shudra class of men are in the posts of administrators, and the cows and bulls, or the mothers and the fathers, unprotected by the Vaishyas, are subjected to the slaughterhouses organized by the Shudra administrators. Oma gina tibirandasya gyana gina shalakaya chakshu omnitam gina tasmai sri gurve namaha sri chaitanya manovistam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Sri Yita Padakalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupak Sahaga Jatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tansajivam Sa Advaitam Savadutam Parichana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha. E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostite Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpataru Vesta Kripa Sundibe Eva Chapati Tanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sivaita Gadadha Sivachari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschatya Adishitane Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Padaya Te Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gurachise Namaha Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Himavya Devachavishundiraya Tasmi Mahaprema Rastapadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So the translation, if you could scroll up a little bit, the translation is, Śrīla Gosvāmī said, after reaching that place, Mahārāja Parīkṣit observed that a lower caste Śūdra, dressed like a king, was beating a cow and a bull with a club as if they had no owner. So, clearly, Śrīla Gosvāmī is explaining to the sages in Naimisharanya, 80,000 of them, according to what Ajahn Mahārāja said, and he was talking about what Sukadeva Goswami had revealed or wonderfully described to Maharaj Parikshit. We are also benefiting from it. So this is about Maharaj Parikshit, and it's about the cow, Madhubhumi, taking the shape of a cow, and Dharma taking the shape of a bull. Further down this particular chapter, you would see things we put in even greater perspective as to the bull and the cow. But we may say a little bit about it if my Guru Maharaj guides me in that direction. So, after reaching that place, so the first thing that comes to mind, well, after reaching that place, what place? So Maharaj Parikshit was traveling, and that place is actually the bank of the river Saraswati. So when Maharaj Parikshit reached the bank of the river Saraswati, the river, then he came upon the conversation by Dharma and Bhumi, the cow, or the bull and the cow, respectively. So he also observed that a lower caste Shudra, dressed like a king, was beating a cow and the bull with a club. So, the lower caste Shudra was dressed like a king. A king is supposed to be a Kshatriya. That is the position of a king. And better yet, the king, Raja, should be a saintly person, Raja Rishi. Maharaj Parikshit was a Raja Rishi. But he's now seeing that things are going wrong in his kingdom. A Shudra is dressed like a king. That's already deceptive. But if you look at today's world, and Sri Prabhupada talks about it quite a bit in the purport, this age of Kali, lower caste Shudras, and he defines them, men without Brahminical culture and spiritual initiation. Clearly, those that are taking these positions in the world, the overwhelming majority of them, if not all of them, don't have guidance spiritually. They do not. Whatever little religion that's there, that Krishna says even to abandon because it doesn't take you out of the material world, they don't even take any instructions from those religions. That's lower, apara. See, the Prabhupada describes it as apara, it's inferior. And he describes inferior religion. And Krishna makes it even more clear in the Bhagavad Gita, 1866. So Srila Prabhupada says those religions, the thing is, he's not going to take you out of the material world. It's not going to free us from anxiety. Anxiety is everywhere. Anxiety is in the earthly planets, more anxiety and suffering in the hellish planets. Anxiety is in the heavenly planets because there's envy. Envy never you can't escape it. Everywhere it's there. It's there. Mm-hmm. So even those who have so much in the heavenly planets, as far as material supplies, and also even the body's ability, they have all of that still. They fight each other. They're envious of each other. One incident after another comes. Some of it is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's kind of unfortunate, to put it mildly. So, if a Shudra, who is in real terms is supposed to serve the other classes, the Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas, and the Vaishyas, if a Shudra is taking the place of a position of a Vaishya, then things will be topsy-turvy. It'll be upside down. Mm-hmm. And this is what's going on. So, the other part of it is, not only is this Shudra, who doesn't deserve to be a king, dressed like a king, taking the position of a king, but he's also beating the cow and the bull. The beating is, in fact, especially, let's take the bull first. Dharma has been compromised. Austerity is compromised. Cleanliness is compromised. Mercy is compromised. And sometimes I listen to some things on YouTube just to see what the people in the world now are thinking. I tend to look at documentaries because those are things that have happened, especially the ones that in the past, because usually people lie when things are happening in the present, and then years later, somebody comes up because they think, it's already happened, so who's going to say anything about it? Nobody's going to get prosecuted. Then they come out and tell something more, towards the truthful part of it. So you see the trends going on. Everybody is a Shudra. Shudras are Kshatriyas, Shudras are Vaishyas, Shudras pretending to be Brahmanas. And so things are in a very, very, very bad situation. Srila Prabhupada says, a precarious situation for everybody. Unless you come to Krishna. That's why in Bhagavad Gita 1866, Krishna says, just come to me, surrender to me. There will be sins, but I'll save you from the sinful reactions as long as you take to me. Take to me. Krishna says, just surrender to me. Don't worry. Don't worry. It means sins may be there, but the sinful reactions we have to suffer, Krishna will relieve us from it. But Krishna will also purify us at the same time. When you surrender to Krishna, means everything that Krishna is asking us to do, we are ready to do. And not only are we ready to do them, but we're ready to do them as a matter of priority. And it's to our advantage to take it as a priority, because Krishna says, Yeyatamapapadyante tamstateva bhajami aham. The extent, the same surrender, but the extent to which you surrender, I reward accordingly. So you put Krishna first, he puts you first. You start your day, immediately open your eyes, the prayer should come. Prayer to the spiritual master. To Srila Prabhupada, if you are not initiated, to your spiritual master, if you are initiated, and if you are initiated to your spiritual master, then to Srila Prabhupada. Then the other prayers that you say, you have to go on and do that. You also have to put the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna mantra, as priority. Every day, it has to be priority. And if you prioritize like that, then Krishna also takes care, as he said, he will reward accordingly. So here is Dharma, whose position is being compromised, the bull. And Mother Earth is being raped in so many ways. In the case of Maharaj Prithu, after King Vena was killed by mantras, King Vena was a very demonic king, and in his time, the people suffered quite a bit. So when he was killed, and then Maharaj Prithu, who was an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, became king, he said things straight. But and there was situation also with the earth at that time, because again the brahmanas had been stopped from making the sacrifice, the yagyas that are supposed to be made for things to flow well. King Vena had stopped it. King Vena had said nobody should worship the Supreme Personality of God or perform any yagyas, that he was the one to be focused on. You had anything to do in worship, you give to me. He was taking the place of the Lord. Now, that may sound like a story. It's a real occurrence. But it is occurring now too, because the leaders of the world are also trying to get the, you know, to take the position of the Lord, and they are fighting each other, the demons, for superiority. Who can rule the earth? Nobody is ever able to rule the earth for long. Even the Rajarishis, they leave after a while, and they leave it to another competent person. They leave the position of administration to a competent person. But when the demons take over, that's a problem. So Srila Prabhupada says, the principal sign of Age of Kali is that lower caste Shudras, people that don't get any spiritual initiation, they're not looking forward to that, don't get any advice from those who are self-realized, they will be dressed like administrators or kings. Well, it's worse than that. They deceive people. They deceive the people, and the people now vote for them to become king. And now it's got to the point, especially in this country, that literally when it comes down to two people trying to get the presidency, people are now listening to them to see who is less of a problem. Not a good person, less of a problem. Because the demons are putting each other down by bringing all the negativity. They try to say, oh, this person is bad, therefore vote for me. And the other person says, well, this person is also bad. And then the people come, well, how many bad situations are we counting now of this person and the other person? How unfortunate. So there's nothing good. Less bad is what's there now. So, what is the principal business of these people? They are killing the innocent animals. They are killing cows and bulls. The Vaishyas are supposed to protect the cows and the bulls. And it's worse than that. Chandamani Swami has written now a little bit about it in one, in the book, Krishna's Way. And the situation in the world now, he describes to some extent in the book, but there's much bigger, in a bigger picture. He wrote a small book, but really gets to the point. And in the lectures, he said that one of the, situations, the third cause of death in humans is, believe it or not, prescription medicine and the side effects from the prescription medicine. You see, side effects is a nice way of putting the problems, describing the problems that these so-called medicines bring. You're sick, you go into the hospital, they say they will do this to you, do this for you, do this for you, and you're going to get better. And how you seemingly get better, then it translates to something else going bad, because everything is done in an artificial way. Chandamani Swami talks about in his book that there is medicines for curing all kinds of diseases. It is there already supplied by nature. But when a demon tries, because they want to make money, to disrupt the natural way of things and come up with something that they would impose on people, And it's the Shudras, the, you know, we all Kala Shudra Samabhai, Major Kali, we all Shudras. Bring upon people, and the poor people say, okay, well, that's what's been advertised, this is what is in the drugstore, therefore I'm going to take that. And this time you take one medicine, take another medicine, you better go online and find out if they do not counteract each other. Because if they do, you're in trouble. And this is what's called medicine. So they are also killing humans. Prescription drugs and the side effects from it is the third killer now. The third killer in the United States. Number three. People are dying from taking medicines that have harmful side effects. So, what are the Vaishyas supposed really to do? They are meant to deal in agriculture, cow protection, and also trade. So in Bhagavad Gita 18:44, Ishigo Raksha Bhajiyam Vaishya Karma Swabhavajam Paricharya Atmakam Karma Shudasyapi Swabhavajam. Krishna himself is saying, farming, car protection, and business are the natural work for the Vaishyas. Farming, cow protection. We do the exact opposite. We kill cows. Business, farming, car protection. And Srila Prabhupada said that in this particular planet, that some of the demons are saying is overpopulated. It is not overpopulated, and it doesn't take much brains to do. When you're just on the highway or anywhere around, you see there's so much land that's not developed. So how can there be overpopulation where there's land that's not developed? Srila Prabhupada said there is, in fact, more land, so much land on the earth, 10 times the population can be properly fed with no problem. Even now. So literally, 75 billion people on the earth can be fed. Now, with just 7.5 billion, 10 times that, 75 billion can be fed. So no, there's no problem. It's just the way people are doing things. So the saying is that there is enough for everybody's need, but not enough. For people's greed, those who are greedy, it's greed that's causing this, and that's a demonic activity. So farming, I suppose, car protection and business are for the Vaishyas. And for the Kshatriyas, in Bhagavad Gita chapter 18, text 43, it says, Shoryam tejo driti daksham yude chapya palayanam danam ishwara bhavascha Chakra karma swabhavajam. Heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity, and leadership are the natural qualities of work for the Kshatriyas. Heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity, and leadership. If we take just one of them, generosity, where is that? Among Kshatriyas, among the leaders? No, there's no generosity. We get taxed more and more and more. It's the opposite. We get taken away from. So, this is the thing that's happening now. Now, in Krishna consciousness, that can change everything. Krishna says, when there's decline in religious practice, and irreligion rises, predominance of that. Then at that time he comes himself. So sometimes the Lord comes himself. Sometimes the Lord will have things handled by his representative. In this case, Maharaj Parikshit, by a Raja Rishi. Or he will send someone to come. Or sometimes he comes in a different incarnation. But the Lord also, when this situation arises, there are times that he comes because he also wants to enthuse the devotees. So in Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, text 7, which is quite popular, Yada yada hi dharmasya kani bhavati bharata abhitanam adharmasya tadatmanam sijamyaham. So when there is decline in religious practice and the predominant rise of religion, at that time I descend myself. So Krishna sent Srila Prabhupada. And more than one situation, one time I've heard again Tenmai Swami talk about it, that Krishna, actually Srila Prabhupada, was in a room with his disciples in one time, in a different mood, a pensive, deep mood. He finally spoke and said that, "I was with Krishna in the spiritual world, and he asked me to come to the material world." And my response to Krishna was, "Material world? Horrible place. Horrible place." But Krishna says, "Will you come and you write some books and I will protect you?" Of course, it had been predicted in Bhavishya Purana and other Puranas that there would be someone who would come and spread Krishna consciousness, the name of Krishna, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, in every town and village. It was also predicted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he spread the chanting of the holy name all throughout India. And he said that there will be someone that will come and will spread it the whole world over. So, Srila Prabhupada's disciples have already asked the question that if the Lord, Lord Chaitanya, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he was in fact propagating the chanting of the holy name, why did he not propagate it the whole world? He can propagate it in universes, much less one planet. But in a very humble mood, Srila Prabhupada said, he left that work for me to do. So Krishna asked him to come, and he came, and Lord Chaitanya predicted that he would be spreading, he, Srila Prabhupada, would be spreading the holy name the whole world over. And that is exactly what has happened. And now that he has left his leelas over, he is present. He is present in his books. When he was asked what happens to ISKCON after he dies, Srila Prabhupada says, "I'll never die. I'll never die. I'll be present in my books." And the books are there, 84 of them. They are being distributed in different languages around the world every single day. So people are being fortunate, because when you come in contact with them, you have a life changer situation in your hand. You understand things as they are. You understand the world as it is. You also understand Krishna's kindness. The only thing left now is Krishna consciousness. Nothing else is better in this world than Krishna consciousness. So the Lord appears in the schedule. He doesn't have to. He appears in his will. But based on the end of Dwapara Yuga, 5,000 years ago, Dwapara Yuga, then he was there. Then after he left, Kali started. So Dwapara Yuga, the age before Kali, the 28th millennium of the seventh Manu, Krishna comes one day of Brahma. So then he comes. Sometimes he comes himself, sometimes he comes, as said, as a different incarnation. Lord Kapila came, and Lord Kapila in the third canto Srimad Bhagavatam said so many things about the material energy and the spiritual rule of law and the spiritual energy and the way things are. That's called Sankhya philosophy. So that we could make the proper, the intelligent choice of taking the Krishna consciousness and leaving this world to where it is and go back to Godhead. Because we will not be happy here. And that's a fact. We're not going to be happy here. Those, Krishna says, abandon different types of, all different types of religion and surrender to him. Because when you think about him in surrender, at the time of death, thinking about him, you will go to his abode, the spiritual world, the place of no anxiety. But here in this material world, anywhere in this material world, there is some suffering. Some more severe in one other places than, you know, on one place or another. But in the material world as a whole, there is suffering. Therefore, any system of religion that talks about, I'll take you to the higher planets if you do this, you do that, you don't believe so and so and so, you'll be taken to a place that's a little bit more materially set up, but the anxieties are still there. The envy is still there. The fighting will still be there. So the demigods, they have it. But the Lord is also very kind. In certain situations, when they appeal to the Lord, when they're in trouble and they go to appeal to the Lord for help, Lord Vishnu, usually they will go to Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma takes them to see Shirodakshaya Vishnu. How the Lord sets up things, His kindness plays so much into it. Especially when the situation where Mother Bhumi was disturbed so much, as she is now still. And the Lord decided to come to this planet, and He told the demigods to take birth in the Yadu dynasty. But when He took birth in the Yadu dynasty and the Lord's leelas were over, then they got a chance to go to the spiritual world. So the positions in the heavenly planets are mostly, that's the right word, positions. They're titles. Indra, there's not that particular soul that's Indra now, does not become Indra for, does not stay Indra forever. There are other people that take positions. There are people that take positions from a spiritual world, Lord Brahma, as Lord Brahma. So much so that sometimes if there's nobody that's fallen, being envious of Krishna, to take the post of Lord Brahma, Krishna Himself, for the period of time for that particular universe, takes the post of Lord Brahma. So these are all positions. And the Lord, when the demigods turn their attention to Him, He'll set up and be part and make them part of His leela. And it winds up being a situation where they can go back to the spiritual world, those souls. And Srila Prabhupada has come to give us the same situation, opportunity to go back to the spiritual world. But we have to do the work. We have to stay the course. And we also have to help others who are knowing somehow in their hearts that there's something wrong with religion. There's something wrong with the way things are being done in politics. And there has to be a solution somewhere. And they're hankering for it. And they get in connection with devotees or Srila Prabhupada's books. They get excited. One temple after another can tell you so many things. We've had somebody who just came here and spent 5 hours first time in the temple, wanting to talk to particular everybody, has so many questions. This Mataji. Obviously, they were searching, and there are more people who are searching, and we need to connect with them. So I hats off to all those who are distributing books, because every day they touch someone's heart. And the soul comes to Krishna. And they begin to understand things they are, as they are. And boy, we cannot thank Srila Prabhupada enough because of the language that he used, the simple ways in which he described things that are in fact transcendental. We have this wonderful opportunity to just give the books, to just preach, to have give people greater understanding of who Krishna is. They're talking about God, but they don't know the God is Krishna. That reminds me of one situation with Srila Prabhupada, my professors, Professor Judah was one of them. And this is, somebody, videoed it. And Srila Prabhupada is explaining to these professors that, or asking them, you do not know who God is. You say Jesus, but Jesus' Father is God. You do not know who God is. And I am presenting God to you. So why are you not accepting? I'm presenting God to you. Why are you not accepting? And this thing is video, so you can see their faces in the reaction to it. Everybody is quiet. And nobody's smiling. And they don't know what to say. And so the Papa repeated it. You do not know God. And I am presenting God to you. So why are you not accepting? And these are professors that teach students. They teach students. But they don't know who God is. And God has been presented, but they're having problems because it's been given to them that God, well, maybe he's old, maybe there's so many kinds of assumptions made in religion about who God is. They say he's the creator. Of course he's the creator. But we know in detail even how the creation comes by the Lord's expansions of expansions of expansions. The supreme personality of Godhead is Krishna. And he's extremely, extremely kind. If we stay the course here, sometimes we realize how merciful the Lord is, and we'll show that and we'll teach others. So we need to just discuss more and more and more about the supreme personality of Godhead. Majita Makita Prana Padayantas Parasparam Katayantas Chamanityam Tushanticha Romanticha. The Rajas, the king, the Raja Rishis, and also the saints, they know that discussions of the Lord give so much wonderful, wonderful joy in just hearing about it. So they discuss the Lord, they preach to each other, and they have all kinds of discussion and debates and things, and they open up more understanding of the Lord by the Lord's mercy. Now remember, Paramatma is in the heart of all of them. And therefore, when the souls are so enlivened by discussions of Krishna, then this goes on and on and on and on. And speaking about it, I'll just say one more thing about one of the demons that Krishna killed. The other day we were talking about it. His name is Dhenukasura. And he was in the form of a donkey, with a huge, powerful donkey. And he was in the Taliban forest. And there were so many wonderful sweet fruits. Nice aroma. And the wind blows and the aroma comes. But then Dhenukasura and his other demon friends were in that Taliban forest. And if you go there, they'll kill you. Nobody's allowed. The cowherd boys told Krishna, "This is very nice. Let us go there." But they also knew that Dhenukasura was there. Krishna, Balaram, and the cowherd boys went first to the border of the Taliban forest. They stopped. The cowherd boys stopped. And Krishna stopped with them. The cowherd boys were a little fearful. Balaram went in by himself, and he started shaking the trees to get the fruits down. And so the fruits fell down. And Dhenukasura was taking a nap. And that noise from shaking of the trees woke him up and said, "Who is it that has come to my forest here?" He saw Balaram and started fighting Balaram. Balaram tossed him, whirled him, hit the ground, but Dhenukasura is also very strong. So Krishna got in. And when Dhenukasura was down, some of the cowherd boys also took turns to hit him with clubs, and even some of the balls they were playing with, they hit him with it. But Balaram just whisked him around. It's described in Garga Samhita. Threw him for a good 8 miles. But even though when Dhenukasura struck the ground and his head was badly wounded and he fell unconscious, he got up. And this time was filled with a lot of anger. And then he manifested 4 horns. And then the Gopas started running away. Because now he became very, very scary. But still, Dhenukasura was after them, chasing them. And so a few of them tried to hit him, but of course he didn't get anywhere. It's described who hit him with what and so on in Garga Samhita. Finally, Krishna got in. And Krishna started fighting the demon. Krishna whirled the demon and threw him onto Govardhan Hill. It was a distance to get to Govardhan Hill. He got injured, Dhenukasura, but he got up and picked up Govardhan Hill and threw Govardhan Hill at Krishna, intending to hurt Krishna. So Krishna caught Govardhan Hill and threw it back at the Enikosura with the intention of hurting him. The Enikosura called Govardhan Hill and threw it back at Krishna. And so Krishna called Govardhan Hill again, and this time threw it away from the Enikosura back to the same location that Govardhan Hill was before. So Govardhan now was out of this. Then Enikosura gets up and he comes up to Krishna and he grabs him with Krishna's horns and takes him up the sky. Hundreds of miles up the sky. And they fought and they fought and they fought, and Krishna finally threw him that distance all the way down to the forest, to his Taliban forest, so-called his Taliban forest. He fell, broke many, many bones in his body, but he was still very angry and wanted to continue fighting. So Balaram whirled him around and hit him down. He got more injured, and then Balaram punched him. And this is how Dinikasura left the body. And when Dinikasura left the body, he came, his soul came out, and then there was a nice chariot, 8 miles long. It had 100,000 denizens from, or residents of the spiritual world on the chariot. Very, very beautifully decorated, pulled by wonderfully decorated horses. The chariot came. The nice soul of Dinikasura circumambulated Krishna and got on that particular chariot, and the chariot took him where? To the spiritual world, specifically Goloka Vrindavan. Dinikasura went back to Goloka Vrindavan. This is the mercy of the Lord. Now, the wonderful thing about and I will just say, we'll end pretty soon. Dinikasura looked very, very nice when he was going. He's a dark form. He was wearing yellow garments and decorated the floors, flower garlands. And so when he got on the chariot and went back. So, that was the situation, Dinikasura. And the wonderful thing, Gaga Samhita, is they'll ask to say a little bit about the previous life. Now, Dinikasura's situation was very similar to Manigriva and Nalakubara, because they were in the heavenly planets sporting with the heavenly damsels there. So he was also a male by person in, this is Dinikasura, in the previous life, in the heavenly planets. And he was playing around with 10,000 women in the forest. I mean, in the water. And they were dancing, and they were, you know, singing, and, you know, just like the women had ankle bells and making some noise. And, that was a disturbance. And so there was a sage that was, meditating not so far, and you're gonna have to help them. I have a little, what you call it, moment, senior citizen moment. So which that, sage that, so many things that he did, that, benefited, Kunti, that he could call any demigod, Duvas Muni. Thank you. So Duvas Muni was, well, I can remember the people that the rest of the name was coming. Duvas Muni was actually meditating not too far away from this commotion, this noise that they were doing. So he came back, he came up to them and stopped them and saying that so much disturbance you're doing, and therefore he, you know, cursed and then considered to become an ass because there's so much noise, you're making such foolish things, and asses are foolish things, so you become a donkey. And of course, he begged, and when he begged, then Duvas Muni told, okay, you will become a donkey. Curse cannot be removed, but you will be, in fact, taken, the situation will be ended by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Balaram. And so, this is how he became a donkey, and of course, Krishna, the pastime, we talked a little bit about that. So these are all wonderful things that happen in Krishna consciousness, we can go on and on and on and on, but I think we'll have to stop here. Just have the faith that we can surrender to Krishna, then the situation that we're in, even though it's difficult, we shouldn't think that Krishna won't be merciful to us. He will be. Srila Prabhupada already showed so much mercy, and we have a chance to go back home to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yeah, it is very, very, very. That was actually that the statement about there's enough in the world for everybody's need, but not enough for everybody's greed. That was Mahatma Gandhi that actually made that statement. So, yeah, and we got to be careful. We have to be careful. We have to be careful. So many things happening in this world. If we play into it, we have to be very careful what Maya does, because it comes in like, you know, small things is, oh, we don't take it so seriously. And the Maya says, yep. And that is the opening. And the next thing he knows, we are onto something else that's bigger. Before we find out, we are in trouble. So we have to be associating. Yeah, you're going to say something? Yeah. We have to be associating. And in the association, warn each other. Warn each other. The simple things that people do. Oh, that's why the other day I talked about, you know, chocolate. I mean, because, you know, people are now taking it lightly. But it would be a problem for some. And then people that I know now that actually been taking chocolate for a while, they're struggling with their sadhana. And I know that for a fact. So you may not think there's a correlation, but there is. And so people have to be more careful. So I'm going to throw in one more thing, and that's again about Dhenukasura. So his previous life, his name was Sahasika. Sahasika, and he is in fact the son of Bali Maharaj. He was very powerful himself, and so he was having pastimes in the Ganga Mandana mountain with these 10,000 women. So this is how it all started. And Duvas Muni was meditating on Krishna in a nearby cave, and he got disturbed by the women and all the commotion going on, the fun they said they were having, and that's why he cursed Sahasika to become Dhenukasura. Hare Krishna. Kripa Sundya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namo Namaha. Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.